She first appeared in the public consciousness, all common sense and mordant humor, at ease in her skin. She had the air of a woman who could balance a checkbook and who knew a good deal when she saw it, and who would tell off whomever needed telling off. She was tall and sure and stylish. She was reluctant to be First Lady, and did not hide her reluctance beneath platitudes. She seemed not so much unique as true. She sharpened her husband's then hazy form, made him solid, more than just a dream. "Sawdust," he would say proudly, "is one of the great secrets of my success, and it costs me nothing. I get it free from the sawmill." What do you use it for?" Matilda asked him.
"Huh," the father said. "Wouldn't you like to know?"
I don't see how sawdust can help you to sell a second-hand cars, Daddy."
"That's because you're an ignorant little twit," the father said. His speech was never very delicate, but Matilda was used to it. She also knew that he liked to boast, and she would egg him on shamelessly.
"You must be very clever to find a use for something that costs nothing," she said. "I wish I could do it."
"You couldn't," the father said. "You're too stupid. But I don't mind telling young Mike here about it, seeing he'll be joining me in the business one day."
Ignoring Matilda, he turned to his son and said,
"I'm always glad to buy a car when some fool has been crashing the gears so badly they're all worn out and rattle like mad. I get it cheap."